With the nomination of the governor of the Bank of Ghana, Kwesi Emisa-Ata, as vice president, many questions are being asked about the process of parliamentary confirmation. Although there is a constitutional provision on the appointment of the vice president, it does not specify the approval process. Many people have expressed concern about the vetting of the vice president designate publicly, saying it will subject him to public ridicule. But minority leader Osechi Mensabunsu thinks otherwise. He spoke on Behind the News.
Normally, if the person is nominated and a referral is made to the appointment committee, after having a meeting over the nominee, would advertise for the public to input or submit memoranda if they have any to the secretariat of the appointment committee. Given the circumstances of these times, the fact that we would not have the luxury of time, we have started to abridge that period of time to Monday. We have agreed to have the public hearing of it.
Mr. Mesa, with some critics are of the view that with the public hearing, it will expose the vice president to public ridicule in case there are lapses in the process.
Well, I don't agree with it at all. I have a fundamental disagreement of people who are indicating that because the president himself submits himself to public vetting in the election hearing campaign period. The president himself, is the president being subjected to public ridicule by that conduct? I don't think so. The scrutiny, we agree, should be done on behalf of the generality of our citizens by the representatives of the people.
Minority Leader in Parliament, Osechi Mensabunsu.